rumor is after Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson, he's fighting Rocky Balboa next. And the Bet Boys are back with a hard stop on the music this week. Bet Boy Sam, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. We're one day closer to Friday, which means the end of the work week.
I know. That's why I love doing the podcast, because Fridays can be a breeze for me. Just because, I mean, I know that there's just no work. I get 2 days of no work.
Honest to God.
I can't stand working.
Honest to God. I just want to get rich and get out. That's it. Big news today. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
Yeah, huge news. Just unbelievable, actually, that I don't understand how, like, the Boxing Federation is, like, ranking him and considering these actual matches. Like, the last guy he fought hasn't fought in 6 years. It was the most pathetic minute 30 we've ever seen in our life.
That guy was horrible.
Like, and
horrible.
After Jake Paul won, like, they bumped him up in the standings. Like, dude, the guy's working at fucking Domino's right now.
That guy was bad. He was bad.
Do me, I actually rewatched the fight again, because I was listening to some podcast and somebody went on and was like if you just watched the few punches that Al Borland threw, they were pathetic.
Horrible.
Dude, me or you could have stepped in the ring and won that fight. It was so bad.
Al Borland would probably kick my ass. But then, like, the news hits today is Jake Paul versus Mike fucking Tyson.
Yeah, that had to be in the making for a long time. There's no way you just, after, in a week, you set that up with Mike
Tyson.
And then
Big Cat tweets today, he's like, he fucking did it again, now I have to watch again.
Yeah.
Like, that's
but
the...
But is it gonna, so it's on Netflix, but as long as you have Netflix, you can watch, you don't have to buy it? How is he gonna make money off that?
That's yet to be determined. Oh my God, Netflix has so much money, they don't even know what to do with it.
I know, but I figured, like, you know, I mean, there's idiots out there that are paying $80 for that pay-per-view on the season or whatever. I call it the season. I don't know.
So, you know, it makes me laugh. Have you watched these, like, Mike Tyson clips? It's too bad that we didn't get to, like, really watch him in his prime. Where
I remember watching him in his prime when I was younger, because we always used to buy the pay-per-view fights on HBO.
And then your dad would have you and your brother do the prelims in the backyard.
I just can't really, like... Like, I remember my dad getting the fight, but can't, like, remember that far back of, like, actually watching the fight. But if you watch, like, his old highlights, like, the guy was a murderer.
His fucking... He's, like, post videos of him, like, working out now on
Twitter.
Yeah, but
they're old.
It doesn't matter. They're fucking... No, it's like he's 55 punching in the gym. It's amazing.
He'll last 10 seconds.
I know that. He'll last 10 seconds.
Earlier video of him walking with a crutch.
I've seen that too.
It's pathetic. Mike Tyson is going to step in that ring. He's 57 years old. I don't care what his gym videos look like. Al Borland's gym videos look
just
like that.
Al Borland's videos did not look like Mike Tyson.
It is going to be the worst fight to date. I'm calling it.
Do they sell out Jerry World?
Yeah, but they can sell out if they put a ring in the center of a city, they'd sell out the state. Especially with those are all people watching and going for Mike Tyson, because they
and Jake Paul, it's a fucking circus.
Mike Tyson is old Mike Tyson. No, he's gonna look worse than Anderson Silva did, and that's near impossible. And Anderson Silva was 49. Mike Tyson's gonna be 58 in a week.
You have no respect for Jake Paul at all.
Zero.
I'm Team Paul.
I am horrible. Just because this guy talks like he's some type of boxing champion, Christ.
He's fighting Mike Tyson.
He made up his own belt.
He's fighting Mike Tyson.
Mike, you can step
Iron Mike Tyson.
I'm going to eat your heart. I'm going to eat your children. Iron Mike Tyson, who has a tattoo on his face.
You're
he's
scared.
Like a pot farmer right now.
I
think he is a pot farmer or something. He's something with
Yeah. He's
marijuana
got Mike's bites.
Yeah, but no, I think it's going to be pathetic. I don't know. I mean, I guess you just can't pass up the money, so whatever.
Would you go if you lived in Dallas?
No, because the tickets are going to be insane.
What do you think they're going to be? That's do so they have many to get people. Prices out? No, I don't think so.
When's the fight?
Couple months.
Yeah, like I mean
July, right, or something.
A
like
Cowboys
that?
Game can reach 100,000, so you figure
start putting floor seats in there.
I mean, there're probably about 110,000 people there.
That's so many fucking people. Everybody in America is gonna fucking watch. Mm-hmm. They wins again.
Yeah, oh yeah, he wins. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Every time.
If Mike Tyson doesn't have a heart attack in the first minute. But put it this way, there is no way. After the last three fights have been first round, because me and you would just keep fucking watching them.
I know. We're guilty. Guilty.
There is no way this fight goes under a round. That will be the bet of the year. They just won't allow it.
No.
They will
not.
No,
they're
going to
put on a show.
So we have to get on there.
Yep. Over.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Also,
I wonder what
bet the draw.
Because
it's not going to be a fight. It's going to be an exhibition.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to make it an exhibition. That way it doesn't have to be governed by rules.
Yeah, whatever. It's a joke.
Whatever.
That's what it is. It's a fucking joke.
You're such a hater. You're a hater. I'm going to give you my NCAA March Madness winner right now.
Okay, what do you got?
Lock it in. Okay. 20-1 Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah, they're dangerous. I like them too. They're not my pick, but I like them. They're a dangerous team at this time.
Shoot the shit
their
out of the
ball. Their only problem is they just can't play defense.
Don't have to,
like,
when you score 105 a game.
Well, like I said, it has happened that a lot of these teams, like especially, it always happens to Arizona.
Arizona and Kentucky.
Right. Because they play like an Ivy League school or some other school.
Virginia.
That's going to come in there and just slow them the hell down, and they have no idea what to do with the basketball.
Yeah, it's fun.
But yeah, I like the Pitt. I mean, like I said, they're just a bunch of five stars who it always takes them a little while to get going. They lose some games at the beginning of the year. They shouldn't, but they're catching fire. But I believe they haven't won in a long time.
They haven't won in a long time?
A national title in a long... I can't remember. It's
been... 2014. I believe was the last time they won one. 2015, they were undefeated. They currently have 8 national championships. This would be their 9th. But they went undefeated in 2015, I believe, after winning the national title in 2014.
I have them 22-1. Is that what you said? That's why I see DraftKings right now.
If that's the odds, that's good odds.
Because then I have my pick is just my favorite team, North Carolina at 20-1. I like North Carolina. It's their experience. They could play inside and outside. They could play some defense. They probably have the player of the year on their team too, in RJ Davis.
Oh, yep.
I don't like. UConn is the favorite right now at plus 500. It's tough to repeat as national champions. The last time was Florida in the early 2000s, I think.
Especially having to play that many games.
It's just tough. One of their best players is a freshman. Last year they had some... They lost a lot of talent. That Dawkins kid just fucking tore through the tournament. Just absolutely tore through the tournament. Kind of like he did like the Kemba Walker... Shabazz Napier, like kind of what they did through the Big East, and they won national titles, but that's what that Dawkins kid did this year. I don't know. I just think they're a little more susceptible than last year. They're not as hot as they are.
Listen, if you live in a state where you can bet on tournament MVP, take all three dudes from Kentucky. Take Shepherd, take Dillingham, take Reeves. They are legit.
I'm just interested at these buzzer beater bets. I've never really looked into them. So on DraftKings, they offer, will there be a buzzer beater in the first four game, the first round?
I think we bet that every game last year.
Yeah, and I don't think we want.
I don't think we want to sing one.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's usually we like to do every first round or every first half under.
Yep.
That always seems to be profitable. I don't know, like, scoring is continues to go up every year where it almost, like, scares me this year.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you have a team like Kentucky. I've never seen it before. Kentucky's hitting 50 points in the first half themselves regularly. It's like, that's impossible almost to do.
They've scored above 90 points, I think, in the last six or seven games.
Yeah, and they're hitting 100. Like, yeah. Hitting 100 at the college level when you're not playing, like, Wake Forest Tech.
Correct.
You know, like, you can do that when you play those teams. But you're playing SEC games, and hitting 100 is, like, bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't wait. We're 2 weeks away. This weekend, last weekend of college basketball regular season, and then the next weekend will be the end of conference tournaments for all the while, and then Sunday will be the brackets come out, and then
Thursday.
Well, no, you'll have those first four
Who
games.
Cares
I think.
About the first
hey,
four.
it's tournament time. You got to watch them.
Yeah, you're right.
I think they're Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yep.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, because Tuesday plays Thursday, Wednesday plays Friday. Yep. Yeah, so we're coming up. We are going to have a bracket tourney. We'll set it up through ESPN. You just download the app. They have a bracket madness app or something. We'll give out the username and password. You go in. It'd be free, or it's going to be free, and we haven't decided on yet, but we'll have a prize for the winner.
I love it. Speaking of basketball, brings up my rant of the week.
Your random thought. You're going rant this week again? Because I'm going rant.
I wonder if this works. It's time for my rant of the week.
Okay. Go ahead. What is yours?
Dartmouth fucking basketball unionizing.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you go next, since you're going to be a little more heated than me? Save yours for last.
Did you see my rant on Twitter?
Oh, you might as well just continue to go. You pulled a rule book and everything out of them. I was like, let him go, baby. I was waiting, though. The only thing I got pissed off about is I was waiting for someone to go against you. I believe everybody was pretty much on your side. Now, I know you're serious, and pretty much like anyone in general, you know somebody's serious when either they tweet or especially when they text, and it's improper grammar. That's when you know somebody's serious. Like, a lot of times, like, when I text, I don't know as much as you, or sometimes when I tweet, if I tweet, I try and use some grammar and punctuation. When I text, I'm run on. But you were just dead set. Everything was perfect.
I was fired. I was so mad. So if you missed it, the labor board in New Hampshire this week voted or determined that Dartmouth basketball players were technically considered employees. And talk about a fucking joke, right?
So explain that to somebody who's listening, and they're like, okay, so like, what do you, because someone has no, they're just like, they're going to agree with you, but they like have no idea what you're talking about. So can you dumb that down for somebody? Like, so they unionized.
They unionized.
I'm going to talk to you like, yep. I have no idea. So
keep it coming.
So since they unionized, like what does that give them, that if they weren't a union and just a regular basketball player?
All of the details haven't been laid out about this, so I may be incorrect about some of the pieces, but essentially, they're saying that they need to be treated like employees, right? Health insurance, I agree with 100%. Every college student-athlete should have some sort of health insurance while they're student-athletes after.
Like, okay, I understand. Okay, so I understand after.
Yep.
But, like, I went to a Division I school. Like, I needed an MRI, I needed this and that at times. It's all paid for through them. You don't get charged for it.
It does. A little bit comes off your insurance. Like,
I don't remember recall that.
Correct. They run the bottom part off your insurance, and then the school picks up the rest, which is great, right?
Okay, so if anything, it's fucking peanuts.
Yep. It's going to create some sort of a workload schedule where they're only permitted to participate in their job, quote-unquote, for X amount of hours a week and need to be compensated as such.
Technically you only have a certain amount of time you can practice anyways.
Correct. Right? You're only up, the NCAA like allows
hours
what,
a
20
week?
Hours
yeah.
a week and X
well,
amount
of
hours.
Well, I don't know what it is for basketball, but I mean, they do set standards that
Correct.
You have to.
And game days don't count yeah. towards no. your hours. Neither does team travel. I'm sure a big piece of this is going to be compensation, right? Because they're employees, they need to get paid. the fuck do you need to get paid for?
This just feels like, I feel like this is like a, almost like a cry for help, because there's other schools out there whose players are getting paid. And of course, at the fucking Ivy League, they ain't getting any NIL deals.
No.
So they want to find a way to get some
permitted,
money.
They're not permitted to get NIL deals in the Ivy League. Mm-hmm. And there's like...
Well, this is like the loophole around it.
Correct. Correct. And I disagree with the fact that the student athletes, which I'm calling them student athletes, they're not employees, right? At the Ivy League, should be able to make money off their name, image, mm-hmm. likeness, just like anybody else in the country.
Yeah.
But a big reason why they aren't able to make money off their NIL is because it would affect their income, mm-hmm. which would then affect their need-based aid, which is how these students, right, are able to afford these Ivy League institutions,
yeah, so
with a 60,000, 77.
Quickly explain that to people out there. So what is it with the Ivy League and their income? Was it their parents or
yeah,
their income?
So, and it's different by each university, but it's like a financial aid. If your parents don't make X amount of dollars, and the threshold is very high, right? I believe it's somewhere in like the $200,000, $250,000 range. If your parents don't make $250,000 a year combined, the price that it costs you to go to an Ivy League school is minimal. Like
plummets than what the regular cost of it would be.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
So the average, even the average sports fan had no idea about Ivy League schools. And they probably also had no idea that they don't get athletic scholarships.
Right. So everybody says, well, they don't get scholarships. They don't get scholarships. Well, they get to go to an Ivy
they
League
get to
school.
Go to a fucking Ivy League school.
You get
which,
that?
Which, like, that's like, especially when you're going to a job interview. Like, if I'm an employer, I'm the owner of a business, and I have person X with whatever university, and I have somebody with Yale, Harvard, whatever, an
Yale,
Ivy League
Harvard,
school,
Princeton,
and I
Cornell,
see that
Penn,
on there,
Dartmouth.
I'm gonna immediately lurk to that person.
And that's the benefit.
Mm-hmm,
like
exactly,
that's the
yeah.
fucking crazy part of this whole thing yeah. is these kids are paying $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 to get a $60,000, $70,000 income, or I'm sorry, tuition. They're paying a tenth of what it costs, right, to have the opportunity to go to these schools. Not to mention, these aren't like shit athletes that don't have scholarship offers from other places.
Yeah.
Ivy League football, Ivy League basketball, Ivy League lacrosse, fucking soccer, swimming. Those kids compete at the highest level and all have scholarship opportunities to go somewhere else. And why do they choose the Ivy League? Because of the education.
Mm-hmm.
Because exactly what you said, you get a Pitt grad and a Yale grad.
Yeah, you're going to lurk towards the Yale grad.
Correct.
Immediately. I wouldn't even read the rest of the
resume.
So
the kids have the choice to go.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to go make NIL peanuts at fucking dipshit university and get your bullshit fucking education from there, like everybody has. Like the college education system, you can get a fucking degree from any slapdick university in the country, and it doesn't fucking matter because everybody has one. But you have one from the Ivy League, which is why these kids
they
are
just,
smart
they
to go there.
They just don't hand those out.
It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm curious to see if any other Ivy League schools are going to, if
oh,
other
fucking
athletes,
people
yeah.
are going to jump on this shit.
Well, I'm assuming other athletic programs
well,
at Ivy League schools are going
to
start.
Well, it's going to go to the fucking Supreme Court, and then they're going to decide because Jimmy's union that represents plumbers and people with trades in New Hampshire
is there
have decided that they're employees.
Has it come out like who was the individual who...
They voted 13-2.
No, but all I'm saying is like who is the individual that initially started this?
Probably some guy who runs a union.
That's what I'm just curious if there's like I said, if there was like who was like Agent Zero, who is this guy?
Guaranteed.
Who started? I'm just curious. Has it come out though?
No,
no.
I'm,
okay,
it, you know, it's somebody whose fucking parents are too fucking smart and want to challenge everything and take advantage of like
oh, yeah.
all this shit. But if you start paying the basketball team that wins 5 games a year, that drives zero revenue to the university.
None.
The athletic department is fully subsidized by the university. The university can just say, fuck it, Ivy League
cut
sports,
the program.
They're clubs.
They don't need them.
It's
they
a club now.
Yeah.
You're not a Division
they don't
I.
Need them.
You don't want to go play in March Madness? Good. Have fun going playing at fucking Hogwarts, playing Hufflepuff or whatever
yeah,
that game is.
Yeah, honest to God. That's the...
Or they'll just go D3.
Have a blast.
Good.
Go ahead. Have a blast.
Good.
Yeah. I'm curious to see the fight back that the school will.
The school just keeps calling them student athletes, which okay. I love.
Good.
Which I absolutely love.
I haven't paid much attention to it. I've just been. I'll see the update. I'll read a little bit and then just kind of go on with my merry way. But I'm gonna start reading into that because I'm curious to see the pushback the school's been giving.
Yeah, Dartmouth just keeps saying they're student athletes. They're student athletes, which I 100% agree. The kids don't have to play
who's
basketball.
Who's the lead dog for this? Who's leading the charge for the Dartmouth basketball? Is there? There has to be a.
There's an a. Individual there's a labor union.
Who's? But is there an individual who like speaks for them?
Well, probably their labor union president. I'm not against
well, I'm
unions.
Just, I know. I'm just curious. Like, who's the leader of this?
Some
revolt here?
Asshole. Okay. Some asshole.
Some Esquire.
Who is listening to these kids saying like, I have to practice.
Who's listening to our podcast?
Yeah, I have to.
Fuck you.
I have to practice this week, and then I have to get on a bus. A nice bus
yep.
with fucking TVs. I got
yeah.
a meal before I get on the bus.
I, gotta go to my
I got a
fancy
meal when
dorm.
I get there. Mm-hmm. I got stay at nice ass hotels with all my travel gear that's paid for, with my fucking shoes, and my mom and dad got tickets to the game, mm-hmm. and I got to get there. And when I get there, it's a little hard because I go to an Ivy League school and I got to study.
Yep.
Right? So all of these things that are working against me that I need to be compensated for are all fucking opportunities that anybody in their right mind should appreciate. You should appreciate the fact that you have an opportunity to go to an Ivy League institution, a Patriot League institution. You'd fucking cut off your foot for a kid to get that education.
Oh yeah, honest to God. And if like your son or daughter, if you're a parent and your son or daughter gets in, like you'd pay anything for them to get that.
Anything.
You know?
Anything. And not to mention the kids on the basketball team couldn't get in on their own.
Oh,
you
no,
gotta have
no,
a perfect SAT.
Yeah.
You gotta have all the extracurriculars in high school. You gotta have a 4.5 GPA. You gotta speak 3 different languages. And now you need to be fucking paid for the 160 people that are showing up to watch you play Bumblefuck
honest
University
God,
on a Tuesday night.
God. Or to see you get fucking butt blasted by, you know, some other team at a bingo hall. You're playing at a bingo hall.
And not to mention, you start paying the kids. Everybody who works there in the athletic department is already underpaid.
Oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely. The working all through the night. The most 200 hours a week. There's not even enough hours in the time of day to do their jobs.
Correct. Correct. You got an AD who's making what they deserve to make, right? On probably industry standard, it is definitely way lower than what other ADs across the country are making. You got a football coach, head football coach, who's making a lot of money. Two coordinators are making a good living. Head men's basketball coach is making good money. Head men's lacrosse coach is making good money. Other than that, everybody else is paid under the industry standard. That doesn't even count when you get into marketing. And your fucking equipment staff and your, who are the people who make the rules?
Officials?
No, not officials. The people who make sure everybody follows the rules.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Administrator?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean people that make the rules?
The people who make sure that they follow the fucking rules.
What rules?
The NCAA rules.
Oh, advisors?
No, not advisors. Now I gotta look it up, and now I'm pissed. Yo, this makes me so fucking mad. So mad. And then I had that fucking dipshit this week. I looked at his picture. He's like 12 years old. I'm fighting with him. Just typing out grammatically correct sentences because some guy goes, I don't think you know much about Ivy League sports. I'm like, okay, buddy. Okay. Here I am fucking fighting with people. You got athletic medicine you got to pay. You got to pay 100 fucking trainers. You know how many fucking trainers?
All right, so who are the people?
Let's go through everybody you got to pay.
Let's just go through the...
Trainers. Got to pay them.
Got to pay them.
There's 100 of them. Ivy League schools got 35 fucking sports. They got sports you can't even name. We got to pay the fucking fencing team?
All I want to say is happy.
The fucking fencers?
Happy
you got to pay late crew?
Happy National Athletic Trainer Month. I saw that. So
shout
all
out to
trainers
the trainers
out there. Happy National.
You got to pay the business office? Campus rec? Compliance. Compliance
yes.
is the word that I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
For.
Yeah.
You got to pay all of them. You got to pay development, the people who get the building built. equipment,
HR,
event management. Somebody's got to make sure the scoreboard's
working.
Social
media.
Fucking event management has to work 400 days a year. They go from a football game at noon to a field hockey game to a fucking fencing match that night. You got to pay them too. Facilities. Somebody's got to make sure the fucking fields are plowed.
Operations.
You're in Dartmouth. You're in New Hampshire. It snows there all the time. And somebody's got to make sure the fields plowed.
I didn't even know Dartmouth was in New Hampshire. For some reason, that sounds like a Boston school to me.
You know when somebody falls on the floor in basketball, somebody goes out and mops it?
Yeah.
Got to pay them.
Well, that guy, isn't that guy an intern? I feel like he's an intern. It doesn't.
They don't get paid. That's my whole point. We got people working a million hours a week.
Oh, that guy works 2 hours every other day at home game. Maybe once a week to mop the floor.
That same kid is handing out fucking event flyers outside the building trying to get more than 50 people to show up to watch the 5-win basketball team. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. No one there is making enough money. And now we're gonna pay the 15th man on the bench, who was a preferred walk on because his dad donated enough money to get a building built after him.
We're gonna pay the last guy because
his mom and dad are fucking legacies. We gotta pay him $15 an hour now.
Who literally
to shoot
can't
20% from the field.
Who never takes the warm up on. He's got his phone in his pocket. Never coming in the game. We're gonna pay him. Never coming in the game.
Not to mention the kid gets shoes. He gets to be a part of the team. Yeah. Gets to hang out at the parties. Not good enough. Gets a good education.
He's just a hassle.
Even though
he
was a fucking 3-6 and both of his parents went to Dartmouth.
He's just a cost. he's an annoyance because we gotta pay for him.
Yeah. Jimmy gets no burn, and now we got to pay him $15
an
hour.
He didn't even get burned in high school. He's still there. Okay, so this guy's face is red. Steam's coming out of his ears. Who would have thunk that? All over the
Dartmouth. Did I say marketing?
Yeah. What's their...
Did I say you got to pay marketing? How about the mental health coach?
Need one of those.
How about the guy who fucking runs the ice rink? They got a hockey team in Dartmouth.
The guy who drives the Zamboni.
Too. You know how hard it is to keep the ice frozen and how much that costs the university?
Yeah.
A lot. I'm not done yet. Sports performance. You know how much those meathead strength coaches go to school for 4 years.
Oh, yeah. They get
5 years.
I feel like that's,
6 years.
That's mainly like every school unless you're a big-time Power 5 school, you're making peanuts.
They aren't making enough to pay the fucking 15th man on the bench basketball.
To waste your time 30 minutes out of the day to fucking strength train them.
Then they got to strength train the crew team. The swimming team.
Yeah, but they got multiple strength trainers. It's not just one guy doing everything.
They got like 8. There's 35 sports.
I know. That's why I said it's not just one guy. It's multiple.
They need 50 fucking strength trainers.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And you know what they have in there too? Unpaid interns who are just working their little fucking ass off, moving the sleds. You know how much weight you have to move as an unpaid intern strength coach? A lot. You're just picking up kids' weights and putting it back.
You're getting free gym time.
It's torture.
You get a free gym membership.
It's torture. You get them a hot jacket, a pair of shorts, a pair of shoes, and then they just run around picking up other kids' weights. Now we got to pay those kids to lift? That's what they're saying. We got to pay the kids to lift because that's part of their job? Well, part of their job's winning more than fucking 5 basketball games a year.
Not losing
Fire them. Yeah. Get them out. Cut the program. Cut it.
I was going to say,
cut it.
I don't even think Dartmouth, even in any sport, is good at anything. Are they?
They're good at football.
Yippee dick. How many people go to the Dartmouth games?
They get a nice little crowd up there. It's a nice little stadium.
What? 1,500 people?
2,000, 3,000.
2,000. So that's going to
4,000 on
bring in some type of profit for them?
No.
When half of them are students that are getting in for free?
Correct. I forgot. We got to pay strategic communications.
Yeah.
That's the people. The psychologists. They're writing up the little stories that they get like 47 clicks after the game, the post-game notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Ivy League does it the right way. They do it the old school way. They got guys sitting there. They're not going for bullet points. They're writing stories.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a guy who's taking pictures.
Recaps. Photographer.
Photographer, videographer, creative services. They got to put out all the graphics. Now we got to pay kids to go get their pictures taken because that's part of their fucking job? Yep. Are you fucking serious? Then you got to put out graphics and Jimmy number 13 on the bench is pissed because you didn't get his right side?
His right size.
You didn't get his right size because Jimmy went from a double XL last year. He didn't work out all summer because he was interning at fucking Goldman Sachs making 40K over the summer. Yeah. He comes back as the right tackle, and he's a size large, and he's bitching that his shit's too big.
And he didn't do anything athletically.
He didn't do anything athletically
better.
Over the fucking summer.
And he also wants to know why he's not playing. But he wants you to fucking pay for him.
Yeah, but you got to pay him.
You got to pay him. I don't know why I'm not. What's your hourly paying. Rate, Jimmy? What's your hourly rate? What are you going to cost?
I got to pay them. The people who make the videos. All the sick hype. The best thing about college athletics are the hype videos.
That's about it. If your hype video sucks, that's an...
That's right. They'll fire that guy and bring in a guy who makes better hype videos.
Yep.
You don't take good enough pictures, you're out.
Gone.
See ya. See how Wilkes is playing this weekend. I heard they're looking for a freelance videographer. I'm not even fucking done yet. Ticketing! They sell tickets to nobody because nobody wants to come watch
and they gotta,
the five fucking
and they,
win basketball
and they
got
to pay to print them out, too. I mean, they got to pay, make all these programs and this. Do they still hand programs out at games? Or I don't know, I haven't been to a
lot of people have moved to the digital program.
Yeah.
Shout out to the strategic communications. Who has to type that shit?
Than getting a printed out program or a brochure style like program.
I mean...
This has just gone off the rails.
They got fucking people who work as directors of operations for this. Their main job is to see if Jimmy, number 13 on the bench, wants mustard or not on his cold cut sandwich, his seventh meal of the day, because they're fucking big kids that you got to feed all the fucking time, and you got a basketball operations guy there making $6,000 living with 40 other operations people. You
got
to pay the basketball player to make somebody else take his fucking sandwich order?
All right, listen.
What about the guy who washes his clothes? Are we going to tip him out?
No, we get the point, but I got an idea.
Yeah,
and
we
I'm
get
sure,
the point. I'm not done yet.
All right, well, I'm sure that maybe people have reached out, but you should reach out to a player and see if you can get some type of interaction with him and why he thinks he needs to get paid.
He'll probably give me a smarter answer that's better than this fucking stupid rant that I'm on. He'll probably hit me with an Ivy League answer, and he'll be like, listen here, dipshit. I'm going to tell you
listen
why.
Listen here, bet boy, Brock.
And he's going to tell me 40 good points, right? He's going to be like, well, our health insurance doesn't cover. I agree. Well, we don't have enough money. Well, that's called being a college kid. If you wanted more money or you wanted all your shit paid for, you could have went to fucking Eastern Washington. Or you could have went to Eastern Michigan or Central Michigan. They offered D1 scholarships there. You were good enough. I just checked out your rivals page. You had 10 offers to play FBS football, to play FBS basketball.
Yeah, it's your choice, buddy.
But you chose to go to Yale. Why did you choose to go there? Oh, because of the education. Oh,
getting
funny how that
there,
works.
Getting paid there should not be...
And you know what you should do? Is hide all the money under the table and open up NIL and collectives for the Ivy League. That's how you fix it. The kids want to get paid so bad, you should be able to earn money off your name, image, and likeness. So, open up the collectives and then watch Yale, Harvard, Princeton win the national championship every year because they'll just buy all the best players. Here comes Coach Prime to Harvard.
Nah, that'd be a sight for sore eyes.
Here comes Coach Saban. Coach Reno's still at Yale. Keep fighting, Coach Reno. But, like, it's a joke.
Yeah, I definitely disagree with it.
You disagree with me?
No, with their... No, I mean, I...
You don't want to get knocked out.
I've just been... The funniest thing is, as this is going on, I'm the one who's sitting here just getting looked at, screamed at, as if it was, like, my idea to do this. Like, I'm getting screamed at. I'm getting fingers pointed in my face. Like I said, if this was my idea for the men's basketball team at Dartmouth to unionize, so I've just been taking this all in.
You know how much the assistant men's and women's tennis coaches are making at these places?
No, nothing.
$12 a year. It's costing them money. They're running up credit cards, having mom and dad still pay for their rent at 28 years old, just trying to make their dream. And we got to pay Susie, the server on the doubles team. Fucking crazy. 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 And I do think that kids should get paid. It's a free market. Let them get paid off their name, image, and likeness. But to call yourself an employee and unionize is a joke. That's the end of my rant.
Are you sure?
Probably not. I've been so
mad.
Do
you have a final statement you'd like to give out?
I do have a final statement I'd like to give out. I think that the opportunity to play Division I athletics at any university is exactly that, an opportunity. And I appreciate the hard work, time, dedication that these young men and women have put into competing at the highest level. And I think that that is something that should be protected, because good college student athletes turn into better people who have a great work ethic and do a great job of managing time. But being a college athlete is only an opportunity, and it's only, and you only get X amount of them a year. And it's also a choice. You're not forced into that. And being a Division I college athlete is just an opportunity. It is not something that you need. And calling yourself a fucking employee is a absolute joke, spit in the face. If we're going to spend money, the kids are getting the benefit. If you're going to spend money, spend it on the people who actually work there, or just open up to NIL collectives and just let rich donors pay for it. But to try to make the athletic department, who you're hemorrhaging money from, pay for it, is a joke. That's the end of my rant.
Well, I'm not sure how I'm going to back that one up. Mine will not be anywhere near that fierce and just passionate.
Tell me yours
is
about like the new Taco Bell menu or something like
that.
Yeah,
those fucking gordita crunches, man. No. Jeez. Okay. mine is about, I will label it, gym etiquette. And it has been, it's been a prolonged dilemma going on with me, because now as you get older, like, you know, when you used to go to the gym, you go to the gym, I could stay there all day and just dick around. Now you got shit going on. You're working all day. I'm in season for baseball. So I coach. I got to get here. I got to get there. I got to go to sleep early for work. So I only like to go to the gym for like an hour or so. I get in, I get out. This like generation of kids that come in, they bring cameras.
They
get
in
tripods? Dude, at the gym I go to, which is basically like the only gym in town. Oh yeah. Tripods. They're filming. Like, you want to work on a machine or a bench or something, and you go on it and people are like, oh yeah, sorry, like I'm working, I'm not using it. But they're across the gym talking to somebody or filming somebody. People come in there. It's funny, dude. I don't want to pick on this one kid, but there's this skinny kid. He's probably got to be in his mid-20s. He comes in. He uses like the entire gym as his locker room. He walks around with no shoes on, which is absolutely disgusting
I agree.
He wears like a weightlifting singlet. He'll go on, use the bench, scream. He plays music like out of his phone, not in his.
That's a crime.
In his. Yeah, he's got the tripod set up. He's got chalk. He's got the wrist wraps. He's got the elbow sleeves, all to bench 185 pounds.
I have a question. How big is his water bottle?
He's got the big gallon thermos with the thing top. Yeah, but just the bench 185 pounds. And then he does the same thing for squatting, for deadlifting. I also hate the old people. Shout out to the old people. No disrespect. But the old people in the gym who just think that they can just join your machine or whatever you're doing at any, that fucking drives me nuts. The question that I hate is, do you mind if I work in? That's why I have headphones on. I don't want you to work in. And I also thought of like an idea of like, if you go, there's those steakhouses out there where like you could have the red or the green thing. It's like a card that you flip over on your table. So if you want them to come and serve you more meat, you flip it to green. So waiters will come and flip and give you more meat. If you don't, you flip it to red. Well, there should be the same thing on a gym. If I want someone to come work in, I'll have it on fucking green. But if I don't and it's on red, don't bother me and ask me to fucking work in. Because then these old people come in there, they change the weight, they'll change the device, or they're sweating their fucking balls off. They'll sweat all over the machine. And it's like, dude, like, I just don't want to, you don't want to put up with that. I'm not going to go on any more tangents, but that's just my, this is the gym etiquette today, and especially it's with the younger generation, too, these kids coming with the cameras. If I, like, was to find myself in the background of a kid's video, I would fucking lose my mind, because it's probably floating out there somewhere.
We got some hate off of
anything positive going on in your life this week?
Dude, I've been so unreasonably mad about Dartmouth basketball.
Well, yeah, as you were ranting about it, your eyes started going bloodshot.
Because, like, I think the kid should get paid. I can't do this whole thing again. I think the kid should get paid. Just not by the fucking school.
I had another random thought that I thought about and I forgot. Before we end here, we do have UFC 298.
Nine.
Nine coming up.
Huge card. Huge card this upcoming weekend. Big rematch between Sean O'Malley and Chito Vera.
What are the odds on that?
I don't know. Let me pull up our odds for this weekend. Let's see how good you can pick them. Dude, I fucking lost this past weekend. I lost a minus 800 on minus 1600. My wife's calling me. She probably wants me to stop fucking podcasting.
All right, well.
Sorry, honey. I was ranting about Dartmouth basketball.
That's probably, she's just like, who the hell was yelling about Dartmouth basketball?
Sean O'Malley minus 270. Give me Sean O'Malley. Dustin Poirier against Benoit St. Denis. Give me St. Denis there. Kevin Holland against Michael Page. I like Kevin Holland. I'm picking all favorites. Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della Maddalena. Under 2.5 rounds, give me that there. And Peter Yang against Song Yadong. Give me the under in that fight as well. It's plus 220. That's a little juicy. So, you got anything else? My wife's calling me.
No,
she's texting me. Thank you for listening to the Bet Boys. Don't forget to follow us on X @TheBetBoysPod and on TikTok @BetBoysSlots. Thank you. Bet Boys out.